From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. November elections may seem pretty distant, but campaigns are gearing up all over the state. Governor Asa Hutchinson just this week is going to open his campaign headquarters, and his Republican primary opponent has been busy traveling the state, talking to voters, a whole host of different groups. She joins us now, Jan Morgan. Thanks a lot for your time.
Hi, Jacob. Great to be with you and your audience today.
This is your first time to seek public office. You're likely a new name to many voters, though you've been pretty active as a Second Amendment pundit on Fox News in recent years. To begin with, just tell us a little bit about yourself personally and what led up to this decision to run.
Okay, sure. But not just a Second Amendment pundit. Over the past year and a half, I have been offering political analysis as a national spokesperson of Citizens for Trump organization. So I was, most of what I've done on Fox nationally for the past year and a half has been, well, 2 years, has been supporting President Trump when he was a candidate, defending him and his positions, and then, of course, once he was elected, also doing the same. Mm-hmm. So haven't done much on the Second Amendment front with them lately. The reason I'm in the race is because I was pulled in by thousands of Republicans across the state who want a choice. They want a choice in the primary, and we're going to give them that. They felt like the current governor is not conservative enough, and they're looking for a true conservative. And so what people are going to have a choice between me and my opponent is going to come down to your decision of either a big tax and spend governor who is a progressive, an establishment progressive, or a constitutional conservative. And I think that people deserve that choice.
I'll just mention, since you mentioned your support of President Trump from the get-go, Asa Hutchinson in the end supported President Trump and does now, but originally backed Marco Rubio. Let's get into that focus, though. You mentioned as your campaign central theme, really, that you're a true conservative, whereas Asa Hutchinson maybe masquerades as one, is kind of the characterization. The governor just presented his budget to the legislature. There's plenty of advocacy groups who complain about anemic funding to foster care, education, juvenile system. But meanwhile, the governor has celebrated each session some pretty big tax cut packages. What's your argument in that budget? How much of the $5 billion budget do you think you could really trim?
My argument is he has a full term to show the citizens of this state that leadership under conservative values and even under the Republican Party platform is a good thing. He has not done that. Every single year that he has been governor, he has increased spending, which is not what the Republican Party is all about. We're supposed to be the party of limited government, cutting spending, shrinking government, shrinking taxes. And although he will tell you he's cut taxes, what he does is a shell game. He redistributes those taxes and actually raises them somewhere else so that he can say he cut taxes. But what's exciting to me is the people of Arkansas, instead of listening to what he's saying during campaign season, they're actually going back and looking at his record. His record is indefensible on government spending. The first year he was in office, he raised spending by $133 million. The second year he was in office, he raised spending by $140 million. Last year, he raised spending by $160 million. And now the budget that he's proposing will increase spending by $172 million. At the very least, he should have, in his first year in office, frozen spending. And the problem is the way our tax system is set up. There's some good things and bad things about it. Hmm. We have the Revenue Stabilization Act, which and that it keeps us within budget. The bad side of that is it causes us to spend everything that we take in. So in order to decrease spending, you've got to cut taxes. Our governor has not made a serious effort to legitimately cut taxes. He will talk about how he's cut the revenue, he's cut the
income
the,
taxes.
Spending, right. Yeah, the income taxes, or he's cut the military retirement. You know, which is a great thing. I love doing things for veterans. That's wonderful. But what he doesn't tell people is he turns around and redistributes that cut somewhere else and puts them in a tax increase on tires. For example, here's an area that is driving business out of this state. Who would have thought under Republican leadership that we would actually come up with an additional tax that forces our convenience store owners and store owners to go down their candy aisle and have to look at the ingredients on the back of candy wrappers to determine how they're going to tax that particular type of candy. That's turned into a logistical nightmare for store owners. And in fact, I talked to a convenience store owner who owns a chain in Arkansas and Louisiana, and he says he's closing his Arkansas chain. It causes the regulatory burdens that we have put on our businesses during his term. The additional regulatory burdens are a nightmare. We should be decreasing. We should be bringing regulatory relief. We should have business owners in this state excited about things like a corporate tax cut, about deregulation. Those are the kinds of things that will boost the economy in our state. You can't have economic growth without economic freedom. There has not been an ounce of economic freedom coming from this governor's office. And the business owners in the state see that. They know it. They're experiencing firsthand. And that's why we're going to give them an option.
Let's shift to one other part of the governor's budget that you two have disagreement on. I'm talking about the state's version of privatized Medicaid expansion. The governor's imposed several new restrictions on him. He's pushing for even more that are beyond what the current Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services believe are acceptable. That they're, but the state budget analysts and health experts, they've said for the past couple of years that without this, without hundreds of thousands of people could lose their health insurance, there could be a $750 million budget hole over the course of 5 years in the state budget. Why do you disagree with those kind of figures, or do you?
Well, see, here's the problem. If Governor Hutchinson had made the right decision to begin with, we wouldn't be in the situation we're in with expanded Medicaid expansion. He should have made the right decision day one. Because of his decision, we're in the situation that we're in. And he was warned in the beginning that he was taking the wrong path on this. So, you know, whoever inherits his position is going to have a mess to clean up. The first thing, my immediate suggestion would be let's freeze enrollment. And I know there is a bill coming out, if it hasn't already been presented, that is going to do that. It will freeze enrollees. July 18th would be the last date anyone could enroll. You know, the best way to stop the progressive hole from getting deeper is to stop digging it. I am not in support of socialized medicine. I think that anytime the federal government and the state government gets involved in something, it makes things worse. The best way to deal with our issues is to stop the progressive digging. And I believe that first step, which is coming down the pike, is going to be a good one.
But just real quick.
Socialized medicine is not the answer. It's never worked anywhere that you have it, and it's not going to work in Arkansas.
Just real quickly, before this plan was put in place, which was put in place by Governor Hutchinson's predecessor, Democrat Mike Beebe, and a bipartisan legislative chamber at that time, Arkansas's uninsurance rate after they passed this, you might say socialized medicine doesn't work, but we led the nation for 2 years in a row dropping the amount of uninsured rate, and our premiums went up by smaller percentages than in other states, state health officials attributed to this program in part. What would your
solution? You're talking about Hutchinson's Medicaid expansion?
Yeah. So, what would your solution be? Well, do you think those 250,000 people should get coverage somehow, or what's your plan
for
them?
You have to realize, Jacob, that a number of those people that were on those rolls weren't even supposed to be in those rolls. They weren't even from our state. I mean, we had all kinds of people coming in here and enrolling that had no business on our rolls to begin with.
But do you have a substitute program for low-income people who make less than 138% of the federal poverty level?
Sure. We have to take care of, Jacob, we have to offer health care to the citizens of this state, just like we do around this country. But socialized medicine is not the answer. That is, it's not going to work. The Obamacare was a disaster from the beginning, and we should never have latched onto that bandwagon. And so I think there are other ways around it, and you're going to see more coming down from the Trump administration related to this. So we'll see what President Trump can do to help fix the mess that we're in Arkansas, thanks to our governor. But I'm not for Medicaid expansion. And in fact, if the governor had not bullied Republicans who ran with the promise that they would not support Medicaid expansion, had he not bullied those Republicans, it would not have passed to begin with.
We're getting pretty close to the end of this interview, but I've got a couple more questions to wrap up with. And I don't want to present this as a gotcha type question. I know it might be perceived as that sometimes, but I wanted to shift gears and talk about one of your more sensational comments, and I do truly ask this seriously because it's a very serious thing to say. You've made statements in the past about beliefs about Islam, that it's not a real religion but a terrorist philosophy. This is obviously a point of view that is explicitly intended to discriminate against a particular religion. You own a firing range, and you explicitly said you did not want Muslim customers there, and even turned some out. No.
Okay, let's be truthful here.
Sure.
Number one, I have not ever turned away a Muslim You have not, you cannot say that I've turned away a Muslim. And I would like for you to produce somebody who can say that they actually were turned away from my gun range because they are a Muslim.
All right. KUAR has spoken to someone anonymously who says that they were turned away, they believe, because of the color of their skin, and they believe that they were Muslim.
Okay, well, one who you're talking about, those people were Hindu. Mm-hmm. Those people were Hindu. Well, let me finish your question.
Sure.
Those people were Hindu, and they weren't turned away because of the color of their skin. That's a ridiculous notion. And if you actually look at the website and the Facebook page for the Gun Cave, you will see people who are Indian, they're Hindu, they're black, they're white.
So are people who are Muslim welcome in your gun range or not?
I have been very clear about my position on this range, and it is a private club. It is not a public accommodation facility.
So is that are they welcome or not?
If you align yourself, you need to read my article. If you align yourself with an ideology that has 109 verses that command you to hate, murder, and terrorize all people who refuse to submit or convert to your religion, then I can't allow you to handle a loaded gun and shoot next to people that your religion tells you to kill.
So it sounds like
it
you do not allow Muslims
safety,
in your firing range.
It is
range.
A safety and security issue. It is a safety and security issue. It has nothing to do with race. Islam is not a race, by the way.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is that you do not allow people who are members of the Islamic faith to go to your
I'm not
going to
talk about what we allow and don't allow. We've been very clear for 5 years now. And you can read the article I wrote. It's very specific about who can and cannot shoot in this private club.
Many people
and alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, by the way, ATF, when they hand a federal firearms license to a firing range owner or a gun store owner, one of the things they tell us is that we have more discretionary range than a standard business. That is because this is not a coffee donut shop. People in here are not, you know, eating and drinking coffee. They are handling lethal weapons. We are told by ATF, if under any reason you feel someone might use a firearm in the commission of a crime, you do not have to explain to them why they can or cannot shoot, why they can or cannot purchase a firearm. You don't owe them an explanation. Mm-hmm. If you feel in your gut that you're concerned by that person's behavior, by their actions, or whatever, you can say, this transaction is not going to occur. Not going to do business with you.
We don't owe
them an explanation.
Well, that is one thing as a private proprietor. You may have that right or not, but you're running for governor of the state of Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Do you have any reservations about telling Arkansans to be suspicious of their fellow citizens, their neighbors, state employees, doctors at UAMS? These are real people that number in the thousands in Arkansas. That is a significant group of people mm-hmm. in the state.
Right.
Why do you think it's good to tell fellow Arkansans to be suspicious of these people?
I haven't told people to be suspicious of those
But you
people.
Are personally.
I'm not
sure but
I'm
talking about
people
who are Muslims.
That
that's what I'm talking about.
Our Department of Homeland Security tells people that we should be conscious of all people
I'm asking what you believe as a gubernatorial candidate.
But I'm trying to tell you.
So, but do you personally,
American, we are told as Americans to be suspicious of all people. I mean, that's a Homeland Security issue.
Right, but you're the one who's telling people specifically that Muslim people are not to be trusted.
I didn't say Muslim people are not to be trusted. What I've said is, if you are an adult and you choose to align yourself with an ideology that contains a form of government with it, it's called a theocracy. That is Sharia law, which is barbaric and brutal and cannot coexist. Sharia law cannot coexist with constitutional law. If you're an adult and you choose to align yourself with that ideology, then and that ideology is responsible for the murder of 270 million people in its 1,400-year history, then you don't have to be a rocket scientist to say, you know, okay, I'm not really sure why you align yourself with
But
I'm
as governor...
I'm not saying that all Muslims are terrorists. I'm saying that if you choose to align yourself with that ideology, then you deserve to be questioned about it. You deserve to... Okay. Well,
so you think the governor should be insulting people's religion in the state, who are state employees potentially?
No, absolutely not. You said that, not me.
So you don't view your opinions as insulting to people who are Muslim?
I don't know whether it's insulting or not. If I was aligned with an ideology that promoted the hatred and murder of people who were non-Muslim, if I was part of an ideology mm-hmm. that supports throwing gays and lesbians over the top of buildings, if I was part of an ideology that supports the genital mutilation of little girls, yeah, I would say that you should have to answer. You should answer. You should understand why people would say that. Would you align mm-hmm. yourself with that?
All right. Well, the reason I ask this is because, you know, it did happen several years ago, but recently you were gave a speech in Arkansas where you said that you're on ISIS's hit list because of this. So it is, I think you've kind of brought it back up into the campaign.
Well, yeah, no, I don't mind talking about it. I don't have any issues talking about it. Look, the way I run my facility, this is a private club, has nothing to do with the state government. The state capitol is the people's house. It's not Jan Morgan's house. It belongs to the people. That's all the people of the state from all religious backgrounds. It's not Jan's. It's everyone's. I am asking to serve in a position to represent the people of the state, and that would be all the citizens from all backgrounds, all races, all religions, and I will do so, and I will protect religious liberty for the citizens of this state. I will always protect religious liberty. My only difference between me and Asa Hutchinson regarding Islam is I will not stand for Sharia law.
Governor Asa Hutchinson is very clear he does not believe in Sharia law. I know the bill you're referring to, but that is an inaccurate statement to say he supports Sharia law.
No, let's go ahead and finish this. What the governor did, though, is when our legislature passed legislation protecting this state from Sharia law in our courtrooms, our governor refused to sign the legislation. And his excuse was, well, I haven't seen it show up in our courtrooms in this state. The mm-hmm. problem with his position is a good governor, a good leader is going to be proactive, not reactive. The legislature of this state did the right thing by supporting being proactive on this and stopping this before it started happening, because the states that have suffered and have not done so have had some major problems because of Sharia law cases in their courtrooms, trumping constitutional law in cases involving Muslims. And we are not a Sharia law country. We operate by constitutional law.
Last thing I'll bring it back to the more political issues going into the actual primary election coming up. I saw a tweet from you referencing GOP Chairman Doyle Webb, who said that you'd be defeated. Of course, chairman of political parties are not supposed to endorse candidates. Do you feel mm-hmm. like you're getting a fair shot in this?
You know, fortunately, thank goodness, the people get to decide who's going to be governor, not the Republican Party of Arkansas. So I think that we've seen on a national level what happens when the establishment oversteps its bounds. And so I think that the people of this state are smarter than that. And, you know, I did get the shaft from the Republican Party of Arkansas. That's not a one-time deal. That one statement from Doyle Webb is not a one-time deal. It's been a cumulative series of issues from the state RPA leadership, mm-hmm. as well as the governor's office, from the beginning. And that's okay. They're nervous because they know that I'm going to be a formidable opponent. We truly believe that based on what we're seeing from the people across the state. So, you know, if life was fair, yeah. My mom once told me, you know, if we led you to believe that life is fair, then we messed up. We're just going to, you know, move forward and deal with it.
Sure thing. All right. I've been speaking with Jan Morgan, the Republican primary opponent of Governor Asa Hutchinson. She's been very active the past few weeks, and it's going to be an active election season in the Republican primary. So thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
You bet, Jacob.
From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman.